Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call, live from sunny Boca Raton, Florida. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the fifth day of the month of Teves. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular to the Schwartz family. Welcome back. And whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available for $100 for one day, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And as always, we greatly appreciate your support. You can make a sponsorship for any occasion, a simcha or a yard site, whatever it might be. We truly appreciate your generosity. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program, actually that's for Monday's program, anytime over the weekend will do. And again, we appreciate your support. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce the Rabbi Mordechai Galassi of Congregation Knesset Israel in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Galassi slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim with a nice sizable pause to insert names for all those whom we are praying for. And as always, we will conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Galassi to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Galassi.
Thank you so much. Can everyone, is it clear? Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Great. First, I want to thank the OU so much for this opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. And welcome everyone who is on this call. The Yerushalmi brings down that there was a tailor by the name of Yuspa. And Yuspa the tailor lived in a town called Tipori. And he was such a good tailor that the Caesar heard about him. And in those days, clothes was a very big thing. He used to have all these different competitions, the sharpest clothes for the different dukes and the counts. And the Caesar heard about the tailor, and he brought him out to Rome to see what he could do. And he was very impressed, and he offered Yuspa the job to be the tailor of the Caesar. And he accepted. And he did this for many years. He became very wealthy. And when it was time to move on and find the next tailor, the Caesar said, "What can I give you? I'm so appreciative. You're always so fantastic." And Yuspa said, "I want to be the mayor. I want to be the president of my old town, Tzipori." Tzipori was a very big town in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. And he said, "Okay, you'll become now the King Yuspa of that town. You'll be the head. You'll be the count. And we're going to send a proclamation, and there's going to be a massive welcoming party, and we're going to send soldiers and different people to dance and musicians." And the word came to Tzipori that the new king of Tzipori, Yuspa, is coming. Now, this created a lot of discussion in the city because they were like, is this the same Yuspa who was the tailor? Or is it a different Yuspa? Could Yuspa become the king of our city? Is that possible? And they're going back and forth, and they decided that they had a way to test out whether it was their friend Yuspa or a new person. When he goes through the town square and he goes to the marketplace, when he passes by his old tailor shop, if he stops and he looks at it, we'll know it's our friend Yuspa. But if he keeps on going, we'll know it's another person with that name. And the big day comes, and they start coming with all the soldiers and the musicians, and the carriage is bringing the new king, and it goes to the marketplace, and Yuspa says, "Stop." And he looks at his little stand that he used to make and work on all the clothes, and he stopped there for a minute, and everyone realized that this was Yuspa. He became very emotional. And the question is that when you have something saved for many thousands of years, it's not just a story about nostalgia. There has to be something that the story and a lesson that is trying to be shared with every one of us. And there is a lesson. And the lesson is that Yuspa, as he's coming to be the king of this massive town, he realized he was a ruler. And he realized he had the ability to lead and to impact and to inspire and to influence. And when he saw his little stand where he was a tailor for so many years, he realized that he spent so many years of my life being a tailor, when I'm really a leader and I'm really a ruler and I'm not just a tailor. And I think so many of us, we kind of look at ourselves, that we're good people, we're good Jews, but am I a leader? Am I someone who really matters? Am I someone that every action really impacts the world? I'm global, I'm galactic. Everyone has to realize that you're not a tailor. You're a tremendous ruler. You have tremendous capabilities and abilities. It says that Yigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer Bi'Adoni, and this week's parsha says that Yehuda approaches Yosef and he says, please, my master, which means that he's asking him to have a discussion to save Binyamin, to save Benjamin. And the Medrash actually says that there's another way to understand it. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and he approached Yosef for battle. And he announced that if you don't set Binyamin free, myself and my nine brothers are going to go and destroy all of Mitzrayim, all of Egypt. And if you're going to ask me, because the question is, where did the Medrash see this in the verse? The verse says that Yehuda approached Yosef and said, please, my master. So Sosemis explains that the word Bi Adoni, please, my master, can be read a different way. The word Bi could also mean in me. But Yigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer, and Yehuda approaches and he said, Bi Adoni, inside of me, Adoni is my master, is God, is Hashem, is the creator of the universe. Every Jew is nuclear. Every Jew has a soul that is so limitless and so powerful, and everyone is so priceless that they have the ability to impact everything. And I think that's such an important lesson for everyone to realize and to internalize how special and powerful and unique and how much we matter. And to know that we're always being taken care of by Hashem, and therefore we have to do our part. So I'll finish with the story of a boy, Avi Friedman, who had cancer. He was in remission. And he was in a camp in the Poconos. And they went to Dorney Park. And when they went to Dorney Park, Avi had a counselor. His name was Shmuley. And all the kids were talking about they're going to go on the water rides. They're going to go on all the different types of exciting rides that they had there. And Avi said, I'm only going on roller coasters. There's like seven different roller coasters. I'm going to spend the whole day on a roller coaster. I'm not going on any water rides, even though it was very hot. I'm not going on any of the skateboards, none of those. And the counselor Shmuley sounded very interesting. And to keep his word, Avi did. He went, spent the whole day, 8 hours, just going on roller coasters. So Shmuley asked Avi, he's like, why did you only go on roller coasters? There's so many other things to do that. It's so much fun. And Avi got serious. And he said, I had cancer. I'm in remission. But you never know. Did you ever see someone on a roller coaster? They're going on the roller coaster, they're going super fast, they're going upside down, they're going loop-de-loop. How come they're not scared? Or I say even better, you know what? Why don't we have roller coasters that don't have bars? That would be so much more exciting. Can you imagine going upside down without a bar and all you can do is hold on? That would be like really, exciting and extreme games. But the bar makes it that all you can do is have fun. You don't have to be nervous. The bar protects you and makes you safe. He's like, I get scared a lot in life. But I want to be on the roller coaster to realize that I also have a bar. And that bar is the creator of the universe, is Hashem. And he's always there to hold me and to protect me and to surround me. And therefore, I could spend my life doing what I need to do and connecting to him and spreading his light wherever we go. And I think if we all realize that we have a bar, we can enjoy the ride a lot more. Because life has a lot of upside downs and loop-de-loops and all these different times it goes fast, sometimes it goes slow. And if we're able to understand that we have that bar protecting us and we understand that inside of us is Hashem protecting us and giving us that energy and the ability to do and impact the world and realize we're a ruler, we live a very, very different life. Okay, we're going to start now saying the Tehillim, the Psalms. We're going to start with 20, which is Chaf. I'm going to read it. I'll read it solo. We'll read it together. And we'll keep on going through a bunch of them. Then we'll do the Mishaber for the Cholom. L'menaseach Mizmar L'David. Yancha Adinai B'yom Tzara. Yisagevcha Shein Elohei Yaakov. Yishach Ezrocha Mikodesh. Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar kol min chosecha, Balascha Yadashna Sela. Yite Lachachava Vecha. Chatzatzcha Yamali. Nirana Bishua Secha. Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol. Yamali Adonai Komashal Secha. Ata Yadati. Kioshia Adonai Meshicho. Yaneu Mishme Kacho. Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Elav Arecha. Ve Elav Asusim. Vanachnu Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Hema Karu Vinafalu. Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodod. Adonai Hashia. Hamelech Yanenu Vyom Karenu. Now we're going to go to Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmar la David. Adonai Roi Lo Echsar. Binos Desha Yarbitseni. Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni. Nafshi Yeshovev. Yancheni B'magle Tzedek Laman Shemo. Gam Ki Elech B'gei Talmavas. Lo Ira Ra. Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha U'mishantecha. Hema Yinahamuni. Tarach Lefanai Shofan Neged Tzorarai. Dishanta Vashemen Roshi. Kosi Ravaya. Ach Tov Vachasi Yedifuni. Ko Yamei Chayai. V'shafti V'veis Adonai. V'orech Yamim. And now we're going to go to Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir La Malos, Esa Enei El Haharim, Me Ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me Im Adonai Osei Shemayim Va'aretz. Ayitein Lamo Raglecha, Al Yonum Shem Recha. Hine Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shem Recha, Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yoimam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach Ba'layla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmares Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tseischa Uvayecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. And finally, Koflamid 130. Shir HaMalos Me'amakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'koli, Tiyana Aznecha Kashuvos V'kol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmaryah, Adonai Mi'amod, Ki Emcha Haslicha L'man Tivarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kivason Nafshi, Lidvaro Hocholti. Nashi Ladonai Mishomer Laboker, Shomer Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Chesed Varbei Mofedos. Uhu Yifte Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. Now we're going to say Mishabeirach, all the people who are sick. I'm going to make a pause so everyone can have all the names that they need to have in there. And we'll finish with Achenu. Mishabeirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov. Moshe Aaron, David Ushalva, Yivarech Es Hacholim. Ba'avur shekol kahol bispalo ba'avu rav bisharzeh kodesh baruch hu mali rachamim aleihem achalimam urach posam achazikam achayosam yishach lahem meher ufur shleim eshemayim l'rmachiv ha'rav ushasah gidah b'sol shach l'yisrael ufurus ha'nefesh ufurus ha'gof ha'ashle ba'gloz ma'akariv v'neymar amen. And finally, for all the Jewish people, that everyone should only have bracha and atzlacha and blessing and success and salvation. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzaru v'ashivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'malkum yirachem aleihem v'yotiim mitzaru l'ruvacha u'me'afeil l'yora mishivu l'gula ha'ashtu b'agala v'zman kariv v'neymar. Amen. Thank you all for joining and for allowing this opportunity.
Absolutely, and we'd love to have you back in the near future. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kolesky. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, l'tovah for good. I also want to thank Chazak, who was a big help on Thursdays for their support and assistance in connecting us with wonderful Rabbanim. That's how we got to Rabbi Kolesky. So again, thank you to Chazak. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.